Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 19th day of Sivan, Tovshin, Pei Beis. Masechta Truma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. After we learned about the previous Mishnahs, about people who are not allowed to take Truma, even B'dieved, the Truma is not a Truma, we're now going to learn about people who Lachatchila shouldn't take Truma, but if they did, it'll be Truma. It'll be valid. Ipso facto. Shchamisha lo yitroma, says the Mishnah, there are five people who cannot take truma lechatchila. Vim torma, but if they did, trumas and truma, what they separated will be a proper truma. It'll be valid, even though they acted improperly. Ha'ilem, a person who is mute. He cannot speak, but he can hear. So he's of sound mind, but he's not allowed to take truma because he can't make the bracha. And lechatchila, you shouldn't take truma if you can't make a bracha. V'hashika, a person who's shikar. And the reason that he cannot take truma is because he will not know how to pick the best portion. And the Torah wants us to take min hamufchar, to take the best. And therefore, because he may take from bad quality for good quality truma, he might take bad quality truma. Ilechatchila, he shouldn't do it. B'di'eved, it'll work, because b'di'eved, even if a person takes truma min harali offer, it'll be valid. V'hasuma, person who's blind. He's blind in both eyes. So again, he can't see to take the best portion. So lechatchila, he should not take truma. But again, b'di'eved will be a truma because, as we said before, if one takes truma from harali yofa, it'll be truma. Uvalkeri, a person who had an emission from his body which makes him tame. He is a valkeri. He cannot make a brachas in the days when they said you can't make brachas. And because he can't make a bracha, again, he should not take truma. Lo yisroma, all these people should not take truma, but if they did, vim tarmu trumas and truma. If they took truma, the truma will be a valid truma. Why? Because, as we said before, the bracha is a separate thing from the mitzvah of separating truma. And in the case of the blind person and the shikar, even though they don't know to take from good quality crops for the of truma, but at least we know b'di'eved truma will be a truma. The Mishnah Zayin. We've already mentioned that the Torah does not give a shear for truma. Even one chita, one grain, one ear of grain, can cover a whole mound of produce. But the Chachamim did give a shear, as we said before, an average person 1/50. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that even though the Chachamim gave a shear for truma, we should follow the Torah in not being exact, not doing exactly. We do an estimated shear of what the Chachamim said. So when they said, for example, a 50th would be an average person, it's an average of 2%. Ein tomin, says the Mishnah, we do not take truma, lo b'midah, v'lo b'mishkal, v'lo b'minyan, not with a measure, not with a weight, nor with number. We separate it approximately as the Chachamim made a shear. Yushalmi relied on a pasuk in Bamidbar, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, and the truma shall be considered for you. The machshava at the term, the rabbis learned that from this pasuk tells us with machshava, with your estimation, with your thought, don't do truma with an exact measure. And even though that pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches is talking about trumas meiser, which is not the truma, trumas meiser is what the Levi gives of his meiser, it can't be talking about the trumas meiser. It's actually referring to something else, truma gedolah, the big truma. Why? Because trumas meiser does have a shear. It's exactly a maaser from a maaser. It's a tenth of the tenth that the Levi has to give. So since it says nechshav, talking about estimation, the rabbi said, although it appears in the section of Trumas Maaser, put it, apply it to Truma Gedola. Aval bad torim huasamodud vesashokul vesamonoi. But what you do is, you do take Truma from the crop that has been counted, that has been measured, that has been weighed. Because the Mishnah is telling us, in fact, that it's a mitzvah to measure the crop before you take the truma with an estimation. So at least you know what you're taking an estimation of. So let's say you know you have 10 bushels, so you estimate to take a 50th of those 10 bushels. But if you don't know there were 10 bushels in the first place, or if you don't know there were 10 kilos of wheat, then you won't even be able to estimate. Ein tormin basal uvakupa shehem shel midah. When you take the truma, as we said, you do an estimation of the shear of the chum gave, but don't use an exact measure. Don't use a cup that has exactly a measure, because, again, you're doing it with an exact midah. We said you shouldn't do that. Aval terem hu behein, but you can use a basket or a kupa which have a measure if you're not filling that. If you use a chatzion or shlishon, half of that bucket, even though the full bucket would be an exact measure, or a third of it. Because since you're not filling them, then clearly you're still estimating. However, lo yisroim basa'ah, the sa'ah, which was a special kalim for a measuring of a sa'ah of grain, that you should not even use chetzio, even half of it. Why? Shechetzio mido, because half of that sa'ah is a simon, is actually a sign. It has an exact measure. And it comes out, you're taking trimble with a mida. And therefore you shouldn't do it. Rabbeinu Shimshon learns in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about even a sa'ah that doesn't have a simon for halfway up, you should not take trimah. A gezerah, you might come to use a trimah with an exact measure.